WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Vice presidential debate, I'm Sherry Preston. The running mates of Donald Trump and Kamala Harris on stage together for the first and probably only time in the run-up to the 2024 election. ABC's Daria Albinger kept an eye on it.
There were no personal attacks, and at times, Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Walz even seemed to be nice to one another. But things got a bit testy toward the end of the CBS News vice presidential debate when the Minnesota governor asked the Ohio senator why former President Trump still claims he won the 2020 election.
Did he lose the 2020 election?
Tim, I'm focused on the future. Did Kamala Harris censor Americans from speaking their mind in the wake of the 2020 COVID situation?
That is a damning non-answer.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, Republicans say they think J.D. Vance did a great job. Democrats are saying the same thing about Tim Walz. Today, the VP candidates will be visiting some battleground states. Walz will be focusing on Pennsylvania, and J.D. Vance will be in Michigan. This is ABC News. A smoky milestone in California. Officials say wildfires up and down the state have burned 1 million acres this year so far. We're learning more about the deadly attack on a Kentucky judge allegedly shot and killed in his chambers by the former Letcher County sheriff. ABC's Eva Pilgrim says video of the attack was played in court.
Cries heard in the courtroom as disturbing new video showed the moment Sheriff Sean Mickey Steins pulled his gun and fired multiple times on Judge Kevin Mullins. Officers responding to the 911 call at the Letcher County Courthouse just before 3 p.m. September 19th. His attorney saying he was having an extreme emotional disturbance. The sheriff now charged with first-degree murder, pleading not guilty. Eva Pilgrim, ABC News, New York.
Nearly 200,000 hybrid Jeeps are being recalled over a fire risk. Owners of the 2020 through 24 Wrangler and Grand Cherokee models are being asked to park them outside until a fix is made. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A suspect sits in an Arizona jail, accused of a brutal murder in southeast Wisconsin last weekend. Teresa De Jesus Cruz Rubio's headless body was found in Glendale Friday night. Her son allegedly confessed to investigators that he killed her. Police found him after they spotted her car in Phoenix Saturday morning. Donald Trump in Wisconsin claiming Iran's missile attack on Israel Tuesday would not have happened if he were still president. He blames the Biden-Harris administration.
And now we have them in charge of potentially World War III, and World War III is going to be like no other if it happens because of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction.
Trump is the first Republican to campaign in Dane County since Bob Dole in 1996. Kamala Harris campaigns in the Fox Valley Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-3 wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
Same with them. Neither team got a hit after those runs scored. Interesting. You know, I don't know what inning that was when they got the 5, but whatever it was, nobody got a hit after that. Isn't that crazy?
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20. A little gustier by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear, breezy, 49 tomorrow. Sunshine, 76 by Friday. It will be sunny with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a little weather and wine with Civic Media's Brittany Merlot. We wrap up the hour with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show on a beautiful, another gorgeous day. But, you know, sun is coming up a little bit later now, and the sun is going down a little bit earlier now, and I'm not adjusting well to that.
It's fall. What do you expect?
Yeah, I know. I should have expected this all along.
It's cold out there today.
It is.
It's in the 40s.
It is.
It's chilly.
We both have, you know, t-shirts and flannels.
Yeah. And
I'm not in the I didn't get the memo. I didn't wear a flannel today. I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
Got to read your emails.
Ah.
All right. Well, a hoodie's fine. You know, I mean, that's very Gen Z. I wear my hoodie now. My kids got me into the hoodie thing. I only have one, but yeah, you know, it's pressure.
I don't have
peer pressure.
I guess I don't have a hoodie. Yeah. You have one?
I have one.
Sam, how many hoodies do you have? Multiple?
I think just this here right now, just this one. Yeah. It's funny that you call them a hoodie. To me, a hooded sweatshirt is still a sweatshirt. I call them all sweatshirts.
I've always called them sweatshirts. I just got onto the hoodie thing recently. Just catching up like 30 years.
We've been talking about people, you know, getting shot in the last 10 years because they had a hoodie on. And now you guys are just learning about hoodies.
What's that about, John?
What?
Am I going to get shot in the street today?
Well,
let's hope not.
You look like some kind of vandal in a hoodie. You know, you're walking through somebody's neighborhood in a hoodie. I mean, a lot of people have been shot and killed that way.
Oh, man.
So anyway, I got the hoodie, a black one, and it's gorgeous. I just love hoodies. It's a great thing. But the thing is, there's a difference.
What's the difference?
You have a sweatshirtish kind of hoodie, and I don't like pulling stuff over my head.
Oh, you've got a zip up. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like.
Okay, that's the difference.
Yeah, I don't like sweaters, and I don't like.
You've worn that here before, haven't you? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Well, you need it this morning. It's 49 degrees currently.
Yeah. There you go.
What do you think the high temperature would be today?
I think it's going to be about 55, but let's ask our
computer.
Computer,
Madison, Wisconsin weather.
The current weather is 42 degrees Fahrenheit with clear 42. Skies. Today, you can expect lots of sun with a high of 72 degrees and a low of 42 degrees.
72.
Okay.
Wow, we didn't get near there yesterday. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay.
That's close enough.
Is it close?
She's saying 42 this morning. I've got 49. Again, with the morning temperatures, they seem very variable.
What is going on?
What does your watch say?
Well, my watch, says 43.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
let's look at
it's in the 40s.
Let's look at Sam. We both turned and looked at Sam, and he's going, "Huh?
What? I'm a thermometer.
I'm trying to catch up on my emails, John.
Yes,
I didn't send you any this morning yet. Okay.
You know, it was really windy yesterday. Windy.
It was.
We were
I
crazy.
Like that.
And I went home. And I thought, oh boy, I hope my gazebo is still there. right?
Still there, right?
Well, I get out of the garage. I walk into the back. This note is hanging from one of the, a part of the gazebo.
Wow.
It says, Gordy, your tent blew into our backyard.
No!
Now I'm going, oh, God. And I'm looking. The tent's right there.
Yeah.
It hasn't moved at all. Right? It says, we took our sleeping bags and camped out. Got chilly, started a fire inside the tent. Now there's a hole on top. No worries. Brittany Merlot says no rain in the forecast. It's my neighbors. Al and Mary Lou.
That is wonderful. That's wonderful.
They snuck into my backyard and put that note on.
That is great.
I know. I thought, wow. Because by the first line is, your tent blew into our backyard. I thought, oh, God. But it's sitting right here. They took it and they put it back? No. It never went anywhere. Yeah.
That's fun stuff. You know, wait till they find out you're going to be the neighborhood's Gladys Kravitz.
Really?
Yeah.
Just bothering them all the time.
Yeah. Peering out your window.
What's going on over there?
What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Anyway, boy. So that was kind of a fun.
That is great. That is really interesting.
Hey, let's check the National Day calendar.
All right, let's do that.
Why can't we do that? Yeah. What is it today? What is it today?
What isn't it today?
Well, let's see. Got a lot of them. We'll skim through them here. National Smarties Day. I don't know what that means, but.
We'll have to cover that one.
Is it or not? Is it National Walk to School Day? How about National Coffee with a Cop Day? Or National Pumpkin Seed Day? Could it be National Custodial Workers Recognition Day? National Name Your Car Day, or National, this is a real one. I can't fake this one. National Produce Misting Day.
Wow.
Or National Random Acts of Poetry Day. Which one of those days does not belong?
Well, it's not National Pumpkin Seed Day.
Actually, it is.
Oh, really?
You are wrong. Sam, do you take it?
There were too many. I can't pick one.
Yeah, me either. I didn't even make up a fake day today.
Produce Misting Day?
Yeah, let's go with that one.
I didn't see that one on the list when I looked, but what is that all about?
Well, we're about to tell you.
Well, somebody as self-important thinks that it should be a day.
National Produce Misting Day recognizes the innovation of keeping fruits and vegetables fresh. Misted fingertips rest assured that produce remains crisp, plump, hydrated, and nutrient dense. Misted fingertips.
I don't get that.
Rest assured. Yeah. Okay. Given a choice between fresh and tired produce, we choose fresh every time. After all, who wants dried out veggies? So before automatic misting systems, grocers threw away too much dated product. So, you know, somebody had to invent this. No one likes to waste food, especially those in the business. And as a solution, grocers soaked burlap potato sacks in water and laid them over their stock. Then they came up with the misting thing. And that was in 1979, the invention of the misting for produce.
No, I bet it feels
historic day.
I bet it feels really great to be a vegetable and just get sprayed with that mist.
You think so?
It'd just be wonderful. Really? I used to mist my plants. Yep. In my apartment. Mm. It didn't save them, but they felt good dying.
Yeah. you think so, huh?
You know, some of these grocery stores, they do. They miss their vegetables.
Sure.
I think that's kind of cool, but no one told Woodman's.
Okay.
I don't think they ever missed anything at Woodman's. But the stuff doesn't last long.
Right.
A lot of people get
a lot of turnover there, so maybe they don't need to. It's National Name Your Car Day. Have you ever named your car?
You know, that was the one that stood out for me.
Yeah.
Naming your car, it's like naming your ship.
Right.
You know, it's like naming your boat.
Well, here we go.
What the heck?
Well, many
of... Who does that?
Well, you might likely remember Herbie the Love Bug, right?
Yeah.
Lightning McQueen from Cars.
Okay,
Do you remember that one? Okay. Yep. Kit from Knight Rider. That was a big one.
That's right.
General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard, Bandit from Smokey and the Bandit. Those are some of the famous car names.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can make a day of it, it says here. Take your old jalopy out for a spin, a nice wash and shine, and then
just
give it a name. Yeah. Have you ever named your car? What happened to your car, by the way, Sam, your VW bug. We haven't seen that in months.
That thing is trash.
It's a back burner project right now.
Okay.
I'm still looking for an engine.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, that's one of those situations where you see somebody who's accumulated a few vehicles in the front yard.
Yeah.
And they're getting to them. They're going to fix
project.
Them up.
Trust me, my parents do not want that to happen. I'm storing the car up there right now.
Wow. Oh, is that where it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, it's National Coffee with a Cop Day. Where's our coffee guy? This is a day.
Well, yeah.
You know. Inspired by the cliche about officers and their coffee shop donuts, the National Observance encourages communities to sponsor an event that will bring citizens and those on patrol together.
There he is.
Yeah, he is.
Who wants coffee?
The policemen want coffee.
Does anybody want coffee?
It's Coffee with a Cop Day, buddy. Okay, there he goes again. anyway.
They're probably going to try to cuff him if he goes up to their car.
Somebody does yell, call a cop to him at some point.
Oh. Right. While many cities and towns across the country hold Coffee with a Cop events, I don't think there's any around here that
we
know.
Well, we had something like that with the Dunkin' Donut celebration.
Oh, that's
the roof
right.
celebration.
Yeah, yeah. National Coffee with a Cop Day is today, and you can, if you see a police officer, offer him a cup of coffee.
Throw a cup of coffee in his face and see what happens.
Oh, wow.
No, don't do that.
Be nice.
Don't do that. I love our police officers, especially when they're just sitting there watching me speed by them, and they don't pursue.
They ignore you? Oh, boy.
I caught him surfing the internet at the time, and I'm really happy for the internet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One more here. National Pumpkin Seed Day.
Yes.
We need a day for pumpkin
seeds,
and that is today. Temperatures are cooling and leaves are turning, so you think about pumpkins. Many of us have fond memories of roasting these delicious nuggets. Oh, pumpkin seeds.
Yes.
Yeah, after carving the jack-o'-lantern.
Yep.
However, we never realize just how good and good for us they are. Surprisingly, pumpkin seeds have been valued for their dietary and medicinal properties for thousands of years. In fact, pumpkin seeds have been traced back as far as 7,000 B.C. I love it when they throw out these 7,000 B.C.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
No one was there to...
How can we check on that?
But they were healthy back then, you know, that's...
Not 6,400 B.C.,
right.
7,000 B.C.
Yeah. Sounds like a movie.
Yeah, maybe so.
Ringo Starr movie as a caveman.
The caveman. What a movie that was. What a horrible movie. 17 minutes past the hour. Do we have any history notes?
We got
want
just
pass
a couple
along?
Things here. Yeah, today in 1950, the very first Charlie Brown comic strip hit print. And it was before Peanuts got the name Peanuts. The comic strip was called Little Folks at that time.
Yikes.
Okay.
Not a good title.
I don't remember that.
Little Folks. Charles Schulz actually hated the name Peanuts.
Did he?
Yeah.
Somebody else came up?
It came from Howdy Doody, I believe, from the Peanut Gallery.
Peanut Gallery. Howdy Doody.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Today in 1959, The Twilight Zone debuts.
Oh, yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah. Rod Serling. Always had a cigarette.
Great
going.
Lineup of stars in those episodes, too.
Yes.
There it is. You know, we could use that mostly for Idiocracy.
Yeah.
True. The Twilight Zone debuted in 1959. Okay. Anything else?
One more thing. Today in 1965, Gatorade makes a debut at a Florida Gators game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not a health drink by any stretch of the imagination.
I mean,
but
they thought it was.
Yeah.
Well, they got electrolytes.
Now it's like Pedialyte, right? Kids for dehydration. And that's what they use now instead of all these other sports drinks.
Okay. It is 6:18, and we're just getting started on a Wednesday morning. Mike McCabe will be with us later in our next hour. Back with more of the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage
or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending.
Well, let's ask. 92.7 WMDX. John and Gorney. And a good morning to everyone out there. Yes, there are things that are trending out there, and we're just going to cover that right now, right?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Before we even get started, we did get a text here, and somebody did name their vehicle.
Yeah,
says, my 24-year-old Beetle is Buddy.
Buddy.
That's a great name for a car. It really is. Yeah. Hey, Buddy. How's it going? Right? I mean, it's an easy one.
It is.
But it's so familiar, and it's warm and fuzzy.
Have either of you named your cars?
No.
No?
I can't remember.
Do you ever talk to them? Treat them like a person?
No.
Look, I'll give it to you that these older vehicles should get a name. I think, yeah, you know, the older vehicles, they meant something to people.
Right.
Nowadays, it's more disposable. You know, we just hope that they don't break down or rust out or something like that. The newer vehicles just don't warm up like the way the old Beetles.
Well, give
it
time. Eventually, they are going to be old, and then we'll be attached to them once again.
But they just don't have that look of a beetle.
They don't have the character.
Yeah, the character
that they used to have, the styling.
And that's why we liked your car.
Yeah.
You know, if it were any other kind of car, like a Vega or a
Chevy
or
Vega,
a Gremlin or something like that, no, we wouldn't like
Corvair.
You. We would tell you to go away.
Yeah. Let's see.
I want to throw this out there too. We were talking about the pumpkin seeds and roasting them in the oven,
right?
Which is something that, you know, we do every year when we clean out the pumpkins. It's a hell of a job, but the best seeds are from butternut squashes. Those are the juiciest, thickest, best seeds ever to roast.
We do just put them on a baking pan and throw them in there with some
Salt? Do that or on a parchment paper.
Okay.
And then you sprinkle a little bit of popcorn salt on it. Not much, just a little.
Yeah.
And it really works well.
And Chef how long in the oven there?
Well, it depends. You just have to keep going and going and going until they crunch in your mouth. You just keep sampling.
You have to move them around in there.
You have to flip them over. Yeah, eventually you stir them around because the bottom are, you know, they're still wet.
Then what do? You take them out of the oven and put them in a bowl?
Yeah, I don't keep them in the oven. I'm not storing them there.
Put them in the bowl and then
put them in a bowl and we just
put them on the counter there.
And we scarf through them.
Do you?
Does anybody use that term anymore, Scar?
Sure. Can you save them? Do you put them in plastic bags?
Yes, we do. I put them between the pages of a book. And then
put them in the freezer?
Just like a leaf.
You freeze them?
No, we don't do that.
I guess
It's good that you're curious.
I'm very curious about Maybe I'll do that with some squash seeds or pumpkin seeds or whatever.
I would do that.
Well,
you have a nice gas stove now.
Yeah, I do. Okay. What else is trending today?
All right.
What do we got?
Well, what we have trending is something from Molly Kimmel.
Oh, this is Jimmy Kimmel's
Jimmy's
wife.
Jimmy Kimmel's wife, and yeah. She produces the show. And she also did the Emmys, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, Trump's ego again exploded over Jimmy Kimmel reading his post during the Emmys. This was a comment recently that he gave at one of his rallies. And Kimmel thought, well, you know, why should I respond? You know, I'm going to get my wife out here, mm-hmm. Molly. And she came out on stage, and let's listen to what Molly said.
It said, basically, he is the worst host of the history. He reads the whole thing. And then I think he said something like, ha, 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 he thinks he bothers me or some crap like that. I said, he's one of the dumbest human beings ever. He should have listened to his wife. What a dope.
But since you think my wife gives good advice, maybe here she is with some advice. Molly, please.
Hey. Support. And I'm glad I have your attention because one in three women currently in this country is living under an abortion ban because you stacked our Supreme Court. Thanks to you, women in 21 states can't make their own choice about their own life and their own body. And 10 U.S. states make no exceptions for rape or incest. The party you run so bigly and so beautifully, the party that cares so much about motherhood, just blocked a bill that would protect our access to IVF. Women are dying and good doctors are quitting because they can't get or give the reproductive care women desperately need. So my advice for you is to shut up and go away.
Yeah.
Good advice.
I didn't think of that.
Go to Mar-a-Lago. Spend all day, every day cheating at golf and masturbating to Newsmax and let a competent woman take over.
There you go.
That's my advice. Thanks for listening.
He says the same to me. Thank you, Molly. What's with the trophy?
Oh, this is the Emmy that I won for executive producing the Oscars that were hosted by the worst host in history.
Sweet.
Good for her.
That is very, very sweet.
It's terrific.
She's very good, isn't she? I love that. You know, they sold it, and they made a lot of money off the T-shirts that they put out. Isn't it past your jail time? They actually, yeah. I mean, that was one of the great lines.
Yeah, that was a Jimmy Kimmel line.
I wish I had one of those T-shirts. I might even try to get one.
Yeah, that'd be a collector's item.
It would. All right. So anyway, we've got another one here.
Okay.
And I don't know. I just think somewhere along the way... this is a little rough for society, and it is 1 hour of being rough, according to Trump. Do we have time for
that? We've got a minute.
Okay, let's play it. Got one.
That the 950 is a misnomer because you can steal whatever you want. You can go away about. But you'd see, originally, you saw kids walk in with calculators. They were calculating. They didn't want to go over the $950. They're standing with calculators, adding it up. You know, these are smart.
If they stole, they're
not so stupid.
If they stole under $950, it would be a misdemeanor. If it's over, it's a felony.
Okay,
let's go on.
But they have to be taught. Now, if you had one really violent day, like a guy like Mike Kelly, put him in charge, Congressman Kelly, put him in charge for one day. Mm-hmm. Mike, would you say, he's right here, he's a great congressman. Would you say, Mike, that if you were in charge, you would say, oh, please, don't touch them. Don't touch them. Let them rob your store. Let all these stores go out of business, right? They don't pay rent. The city doesn't have money. It's a chain of events. It's so bad.
One rough hour,
and I mean real rough, the word will get out, and it will end immediately. End immediately.
Yeah. If you get rough.
You know, it'll end immediately.
That's right. Yeah, if you get rough with these shoplifters, that it'll go away. I think they had the same theory about carrying guns. If you at least carried guns, no one will bother anybody anymore and rob them.
Yeah, how'd that work?
That worked well.
Yeah. Hey, we're coming back with more on the John and Gordy Show.
The joggers are going
92.7 WMDX. We'll get into the vice presidential candidates debate.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The National Pork Board's Consumer Connect segmentation study revealed research-backed insights on how to become more relatable to current and future pork consumers. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and David Newman, Senior Vice President of Market Growth for the National Pork Board, says one thing the segments have in common is an appreciation of pork's taste and flavor.
With our consumer segmentation study and the research we've done around the future consumers of pork, what we know about pork consumers is that taste and flavor is crucial to them across all segments, as well as balance, so human nutrition, and then also convenience. And the idea is that using this approach around taste and flavor will drive them even further into the category and introduce them to an expansion of fresh cuts as well.
That's David Newman, Senior Vice President of Market Growth for National Pork Board. I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have farmers yielding out an additional 2.7 bushels per acre over A-Series. This has everyone talking, not just farmers. Case in point, a trucking company wrote, "Morning, noon, and night, it doesn't matter. I'm hauling Z-Series. The phone doesn't stop ringing. Even my home number, it never stops ringing." Well, it's fair to say Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are making quite an impact. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/newera.
Football players are equipped with standard equipment, helmet, shoulder pads, and cleats. What if the entire front line was issued Bobcat equipment from Bobcat Plus? Not only would the game be more interesting, the added Bobcat attachments would make cleanup and turf grooming so much easier for the groundskeeper.
Visit Bobcat Plus in De Pere and BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your Wednesday morning markets. December corn is trading at 432 and a quarter. That is up 3.25 cents. November soybeans are trading at 1061 and three quarters. That is up 4.5 cents. And December wheat is trading at 602 and a half, and that is up 3.5 cents. On the dairy side of things now, November Class 3 milk contract is trading at 2257 a hundredweight. That is down 4 cents. And December Class 3 milk contract is trading at 2147 a hundredweight, and that is also down 4 cents. Barrel cheese closed at 214 and a half. That was down a quarter. 40-pound block cheese closed at 208. That was down 4 cents. And the AA butter closed down 5.5 cents and closed at 275. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20. A little gustier by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear, breezy, 49 tomorrow. Sunshine, 76 by Friday. It will be sunny with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the legendary comedy team Stephen Leo, writers of The Santa Claus, Space Jam, and Kicking and Screaming. And Abby Novak joins the show to talk Appleton's Shop, Sip, and Stroll.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yeah, we're trying to get smarter guys. But we're not finding them for this particular segment of the show.
Yes.
But there are ways, you know, to know what's going on out there, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But first,
it is 6:35, 49 degrees, a chilly start this morning, high near 70. And this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now, if you have a lot of time on your hands, there is a YouTube site called Jubilee. You should check that out if you have a lot of time on your hands.
Now, why do you say that?
Because on this site, they have debates, and they pick one person to debate a whole bunch of people on certain topics. Could be political, could be anything, environmental, medical, whatever. But they always pick one person, and that knowledgeable person sits at a table in the middle of the room.
Okay.
And somebody sits across from them.
So this is not like the vice presidential debate like we had last night between Walls and JD. This is a different type of debate you're talking about.
And these are young people, usually Gen Zers on this, and they're knowledgeable Gen Zers, even if they're mega. But in this case, I want to play a little sample of this for you from Jubilee. It was called One Liberal Debating 20 Trump Supporters.
Okay. Oh, this will be good.
Yeah. So in order for that person to gain the chair, they have to rush out to the chair.
Really?
The first person out there, it's like, yeah. So anyway, and the person, you know, that wins gets to debate this guy. And this guy comes up with a question for them to answer.
Interesting.
And a lot of times you'll notice that the Trump supporters, the megas, don't really answer the question. They kind of filibuster our poor liberal trying to debate with them. And it's fun to watch. This is a very young guy, 17 years old. His name is Dean Withers. And he's talking to all of these Trump supporters, and he handles himself well, but he can't quite get all those answers out there. So let's check this out.
You being valuable as a human is based, one, in the fact that you are a human.
Like this is a mega
part
this
of
is not Dean.
The human species.
Okay.
But secondly, I would say because you are made in the image of God as well.
Okay.
And so that would be, I think, the basis of why I am pro-life.
Okay. Let's have a conversation about this, man. So first of all, I'll just tell you why I'm pro-choice. So I'm pro-choice because I only value life forms that would fall into a specific conjunction of traits. I value any life form that has a conjunction between past or present and future subjective experiences. And it's not until about 20 through 24 weeks that is true of a fetus. Therefore, prior to that point, I'm not going to associate value with the life of that fetus. Second of all, you said that a human was valuable, A, because it's human, and B, it's made in the image of God. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the idea that you value it because it's made in the image of God, and that is what makes you vote for pro-life legislation. I don't think that we should be using faith-based beliefs to vote for legislation.
Why not?
Because when this has been used historically, this has led to very negative outcomes. One individual might say...
Well, that's not true.
One moment. So one person might say that slavery is okay because God said so, and you're saying that abortion is wrong because God said so. So the same logic you're using to imply that that abortion is murder and should be criminalized has also led you to the conclusion that women that use some forms of birth control should be sent to jail. And to say that all human life, regardless of the point of its development, including a unicellular zygote, is just as valuable, that's insane.
But you're putting a barrier on what is a human being.
No.
All right. I just want to make... I want to point out here, I love his description of what or how he values life. When we start valuing life, considering something a person, all right? So let's listen again to this argument.
a human being.
No. That as soon as a fetus gains this ability to deploy these first-person subjective experiences, that they have just as much value as
okay, deploy consciousness. So what about if you have someone that is unconscious, that cannot deploy consciousness?
Well, once
can
again,
we just kill them?
No, because they would still meet the conditions of my conjunction for distributing more value.
What's the conditions?
That being past or present consciousness and future consciousness, right?
And that's
okay, past, future. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's scientific. It's well thought out.
Yes.
It's not as easily explained as it probably could be, but it was the best way to explain when we value life and when it isn't really a life yet. And I always thought that because they're unaware of anything that's going on, you really don't have an existence yet. I mean, you're just not there. So that's always been my perspective on it. And I thought this guy, the 17-year-old, said it much better than I could ever say it. And it sounds cold, brutal, but at the same time saying that, you know, women should die because of something that is developing inside them is okay. I think I win that battle.
You know? Very analytical debate there.
It is, yeah. And it's fascinating. He goes through almost all 19 of the other Trump supporters. But one thing I did learn as I was listening to this, and I was thinking, gee, you know, what if Trump won this election? These people, these know-it-alls, these people are so confident in all the BS that they've been believing and that they debated with this guy on, they're all going to be eating their words. We're all going to go down with them, but at least we'll have the last laugh and say, you know what? You were wrong. Gee, you didn't think that was... You know, this is the thing I got from my mega friend in Milwaukee. He'd call me up and tell me these crazy things, right? But the point is that everything he believes is based on a complete fabrication and lie. Mm. And I know that when things happen that they don't expect, he calls me up and tries to, you know, placate me a little bit, saying, you know, Chen, I agree with you on this. I don't know why he's doing this. You know, he tries to make it seem like now we have something to agree with, right? Yeah. But he did that during the first 4 years of Trump's presidency. And it's going to be like that again. If Trump wins, he's going to say, he didn't say this. This isn't, I didn't expect him to do this. That's what's going to happen, and we're going to go right down the dumper, and we're all going to, you know, die in this country.
Wow, that's a prediction.
I didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah. Surprise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy. So if you have time, that the channel is Jubilee.
Okay.
And you can check it out on YouTube. I subscribe to it only just because I think I'm going to go there every once in a while and see what happens.
Check out the debates.
Yeah. That are on. Yeah. They had Charlie Kirk on there.
Oh boy.
Crazy lunatic.
He's
got his own school system now.
Good for him.
Which is just stunning. But anyway, he was on there debating a lot of liberals. Mm-hmm. And they had like 20 or 15 liberals that would challenge him on a whole bunch of things. He lost miserably. By the way, he lost miserably to this guy, Dean Withers, who you just heard.
Okay.
He went up and asked him, you know, took on the question and trashed him.
So did you watch any of the debate last night?
I watched the debate last night.
Most of it.
Yeah.
Kind of dozed off toward the end there.
But, oh, did you?
Well, yeah.
It wasn't boring.
Late, you know, no. It was a little boring.
Actually, you're right. It was a little boring. Every time J.D. would open his mouth, it got really, really boring because he just mixes everything in with a word salad. And your eyes would glaze over after a while.
He's
what is he saying?
Doing it. Yeah, but I don't know what he's talking about.
It doesn't make any sense. Actually, he doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So you knew. You got the message. For megas, they think he's saying something shockingly brilliant. Mm. But it isn't. He's not connecting any dots. He's just throwing stuff out there. And he's avoiding the hard realities of what he's talking about. You know, when they talked about healthcare, you know, he wants to put out there special areas where people who are sick get coverage, but they can't afford the coverage because it's too expensive. But then again, healthcare premiums for everybody else go up because those people are paying for these high risk pools that JD wants to put everybody in. That's their addition to the Affordable Care Act. That's how they want to kind of revise it and change it. But he doesn't want to get into the hard realities because it costs people a hell of a lot of money. All right. So anyway, yeah, JD was just confusing as hell.
Tim Walz
was incredible. He really was. And he tried to be nice.
He was a little nervous at first, but then he got into it pretty quickly.
Yeah, he did. And he was a diplomat.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he tried to get along with some of the ideas that JD was trying to spit out and twist into his own, you know, manufacturing problem. But I think Walz handled himself extremely well. This is the kind of guy you want as a vice president who gives you that kind of advice.
And he really ended strongly with I saw a short clip this morning, so I didn't see all of it. But toward the end, you know, when they do the wrap-up right at the end, he really gave it to Trump on January 6th. He really brought the insurrection up strongly at the end, which was good.
He talked about the insurrection being the worst moment in history.
Yes.
And then JD said, well, Trump did hand over power smoothly.
Really?
Yeah.
You know,
later in the month, of course, but that wasn't exactly smooth, and it wasn't like that at all.
No.
And then of course, Walz went ballistic. He just could not stand it.
JD Vance,
we're far apart on this one.
Still wouldn't admit that Biden won the election.
Right.
He still would not say that.
Right.
Right, Sam? Yeah.
I was going to say, there's a whole, I forget the name of the bill, but there was a law that got passed in Congress while JD was a senator aimed at easing the transition between presidential administrations because of the roadblocks that Trump put up to stop Biden from coming into office.
And JD voted for it.
I don't know if he voted for it, but he was in the Senate when the bill passed.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Well. We'll have more analysis again on the debate.
But it was
night,
really interesting.
It was good.
It was. Yeah. It was an excellent debate. Yeah. And this is the way. And in fact, you know, the news people are saying, well, this is the way the debates used to be.
Right. They did agree on some things.
They were pleasant to each other.
They were cordial.
And that is something now they're, we wish this would happen more often.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it was okay, you know, when you were just propping up Trump's bad answers. Mm. See, that's what they were doing. They were handing legitimacy to everything that Trump was saying by analyzing what he was saying. Actually, you know, it's the meanderings of a mindless individual.
We're getting a bunch of texts in. You can text us at 608-879-8255. And looking at some of the texts about the debate last night.
Yep, JD Vance demonstrated clearly that he's a slick liar. He is. Gordy said that. That Jubilee clip is awesome. Great job, John. And let me see here. Yeah. Walz should have pointed out that all of Trump's products, like these shoes, lighters, are made overseas, mostly in China.
How about that $100,000 watch? Or what is it, $100,000 watch?
Yes, $100,000.
Yeah. Where is that made?
Not Switzerland, probably.
Probably not.
Well, the funny thing about that is, again, you know, we covered this story yesterday. In case you missed it, there is a thought that people will be buying these $100,000 watches in a way that, well, they may not actually receive the watch, but they may get credit from Trump, and then Trump will listen to them. It's kind of a payoff system. It's a bribe system, and Trump is taking money for bribes.
There's another one up there near the top. I can't read that one from here.
All right,
it's a little too far away.
From Catherine or from?
Yeah.
He defined sentience, the guy who is debating the 20 MAGAs about abortion.
Okay.
What sentience means.
Sentience. Okay.
All right.
And there's a couple others on there.
Doug?
Doug from St. Francis. Did you ever notice how Trump speaks in sets of three? To emphasize a point, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, they're eating the pets. It's a variation of the comedy technique. the comedy, yeah.
Yeah.
You do things three times. It's part of the comedy routines. Yeah. Some good texts coming in. Again, you can text us. 608-879-8255.
Go to the Civic Media app and check it out there. You can call us there or at least text us. We'd love to hear from you.
Yep. It is 6:49 and 49 chilly degrees. We'll continue with more of the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show.
It's a beautiful morning, sunshine, high near 70, still cool out there. Temperatures in the mid-40s. You know, at least it's not windy. Yeah, right. Yesterday it was so windy. Got up to like 30, 35 miles an hour, 40 miles. I was so worried about my gazebo blowing away out in the back, my little tent gazebo.
Yeah, I thought that would be gone by now. Well, we wouldn't have to talk about it anymore. No,
it was tied down. Then I get home.
It was tied down well.
I get home yesterday. Come out of the garage. There's a big note on next to the... where the tent used to
that's
be.
That's because you thought the thing would blow away.
Yeah, and the note says, your tent blew into our backyard. We took our sleeping bags and camped out, got chilly, started a fire inside the tent. Now there's a hole in the top. Sorry about that. No worries. Brittany Merlot says no rain in the forecast. They were kidding. It was my
great neighbors.
My next door neighbors, or next to the next door neighbors, Al and Mary Lou. Just have a little fun with Uncle Gordy, putting notes on my backyard. It didn't blow away. Everything was tied down. Everything was fine.
They just put it back the way it was.
Yeah, sure.
Being kind, you know, good neighbors don't want to complain about their other neighbors.
Right. Hey, let's go to the phones. Mark is on the line with a question or a comment this morning. You can call us at 608-879-8255. Good morning, Mark. What's on your mind?
J.D. Vance just seems so oily. I mean, he just is, a word I read once is unctuous. I mean, he just is greasy.
Unctuous, oily, and greasy. That was a great comedy act in Vegas years ago. Yeah.
You know, and the whole of not certifying, you know, admitting that Donald Trump lost that election, not saying that we have to have elections that are actually counted. Like I've said before, maybe not here, you know, but I mean, unless you can condemn the fake electors, the whole denial of the election, the events of January 6th, you've got no business being in office. For him not to say that he would have done what Mike Pence did is should be disqualifying on the face of it. I mean, that Donald Trump committed probably treason. I mean,
I would think yes.
Yeah.
They're not going to hold him accountable for that. I know, but at least, you know, he passed the baton very smoothly, very easily, you know, at before he tried to overturn the election and make all of our votes useless and not count.
Right.
Go ahead.
And they didn't have the transition that they usually have between administrations. Did that usually happen? You know, when Obama left office, they gave the administration, incoming Trump administration, information. It's my understanding that Trump refused to do that at all. So then it took longer for the Biden administration to pick up the ball and run with it, because it was that he didn't think he was not going to leave office. I mean people had to look at that and say that should be the one qualification right there. He did not accept the results of the election. He won't even now say, well, if I win, I'll accept it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just utter and complete nonsense.
Yeah. People are saying now from last night's debate that the big moment was Walz asking him about January 6th.
Right.
Did Trump win or lose? And that is the one moment you can freeze in time forever. At this point in time, it's time to answer that definitively. Come on. Oh, we're not all idiots here. We're not idiots on the bus like the MAGA contingent. All right. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the comments on that.
Thanks, brothers.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just an amazing thing. It really is.
During the break, I was doing a little research. The act that I was talking about before, the Electoral Count Reform and Presidential Improvement Act, Presidential Transition Improvement Act of 2022, was an amendment to an act passed in the 60s by Congress, basically clarifying that certification of the votes is basically purely ceremonial, so we don't end up with another January 6th situation. And it also removes the president's ability to withhold funding from the next administration that they can use to get their administration set up. So we can't hopefully have another instance of a president trying to stay in office like Trump did.
Yeah. Got another comment here on the text line. JD said Trump peacefully transferred power on January 20th, like we've been talking about. Sure, by skipping the inauguration and running away to Florida like a coward.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what actually happened. Yeah.
Well, I also want to thank Sam for remembering a track from John Kennedy. You brought this to my attention the other day about defining what a liberal is. I thought this was just an amazing analysis. Why don't we play that?
What do our opponents mean when they apply to us the label liberal? If by liberal they mean, as they want people to believe, someone who is soft in his policies abroad, who is against local government, and who is unconcerned with the taxpayer's dollar, then the record of this party and its members demonstrate that we are not that kind of liberal. But if by a liberal they mean someone who looks ahead and not behind, someone who welcomes new ideas without rigid reactions, someone who cares about the welfare of the people, their health, their housing, their schools, their jobs, their civil rights and their civil liberties, someone who believes that we can break through the stalemate and suspicions that grip us in our policies abroad, if that is what they mean by a liberal, then I'm proud to say that I'm a liberal.
JFK.
Great.
Yeah. That says it all right there.
It really does. Yeah. And how could that get lost in time?
I know. Yeah.
And how did you remember that?
I don't remember where I heard it first, but
yeah.
I remember it in history class. Yeah, probably.
Well, that's great. Mm. Yeah. Oh, you know, schools can't teach today.
No.
We have to send them to private schools, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to do it.
The new Charlie Kirk universities and K-12 schools, that's where they want to go.
Hey, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, of course, we'll check in with Terry Bell with the big story of the day. Tommy Thompson was on a roll.
Wow.
Boy, we've got all that. And, of course, Mike McCabe also coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. You're listening to the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a little weather and wine with Civic Media's Brittany Merlot we wrap up the hour with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.